I'm Constance Roman. I'm a programming writer at the Windice Mobile and Embedded Docs team, and I write documentation for Windows CE and Windows Mobile OEMs. Okay. So that's it in a nutshell.
So you're in the documentation team for mobile and embedded devices, but
yes.
What is a documentation team? What do they do?
There are lots of documentation teams at Microsoft, and we're one of them, actually a rather small and compact one. And there's all kinds of documentation, end user, such as the documentation for Microsoft Word, any of the Office apps. And then there are also several developer doc teams, and we're one of those, and we deliver documentation for a developer audience, except of a few people in our team who also work on the end user docs.
Okay. So what is a documentation team? It's obviously more than just the people that write the documentation.
Oh, yes.
So what are the groups of people that I would normally find in a documentation team?
So any larger documentation team usually has the writers, the editors, and production people. And we all have our distinct responsibilities, but also share some. So we writers, of course, write most of the docs, and the editors help us with designing the outline, with the TOC in some cases, also some copy editing.
And TOC is table of contents?
Table of contents, yes, you're right.
Okay.
And the production people are the ones who build the actual help files and do all these logistics. And of course, we all do a lot more things, such as work with marketing, work with customers, and all that. And those are some of the things we share. Okay, so we get lots of feedback. Of course, most of it is determined by the actual product, such as Windows CE, which we just shipped, and the Tools Platform Builder and the IDE. So we document whatever is new in the product. So that would be any new IDE features. We tell the OEMs and developers how to use those, and any new features in the OS, new technologies, such as IPv6 or any of those other technologies. So we go by what's in there, and usually we do get this information from our PMs and devs. So they say, okay, Windows CE 5.0 will have this number of new features, and we need these documented. Then we also get a lot of feedback from our customers. So they get us feedback through email or customer feedback links, and they tell us, hey, we'd like to see more samples for this and that feature. So we make sure we accommodate that. Also internally, such as marketing, we have marketing submit quite a few requests for content as well. Also testers and developers. So we do have a tech review, of course, so the PMs and devs always get reviewed. But if, for example, a particular person in marketing requested, we also make sure to run it by them.
You are a documentation writer. So what makes a good doc writer for a team at Microsoft?
Well, first of all, you need to like writing, and you need to have a passion for what you're doing. So, of course, like I said before, there are different areas. Ours is a fairly technical area, so you do have to have a passion for the technology and need to be interested in trying out new things, building new platforms, playing with new devices. So all that, and you also need to have the patience and perseverance to really make something work. Sometimes we have difficult tasks. I've written a couple difficult how-to procedures on setting up wireless networks or things like that, and you really have to have the passion to make it work.
Okay.
Also, you need to have good communication skills. You need to be able to work well with PMs and devs and people in all kinds of disciplines. You need to especially have a passion for the customers, be willing and able to communicate and work with them. And of course, depending on the disciplines in our area, for example, it's important to read and write code. And end-user writers, however, need to develop their skills more to try and really find out how the user uses the product and how to help them accomplish a certain task. So that's it pretty much in a nutshell.
How big is the documentation that's shipped with Windows version 5?
Well, it's pretty big, actually. We added a lot of new content, so roughly 7 million words.
Okay.
So that's quite a bit.
And that translates to roughly how many pages of content?
It's 32,000 topics. Since it's all online, you can't really, say page so much in a book. But yeah, one topic would equal at least one page.
Okay, so at least 32,000
yeah.
pages of
yes.
content.